This is the story of a television journalist at Fox 4 in Kansas City that worked his way to the top, despite feeling like, as a conservative, he was always swimming upstream. It's a story of excellence, not only in his work on the air, but in service to his community over the years. And it's the story of what all conservatives feel at some point, that there's something more, something better, something really important out there. So you already know we love this story at KKHI. It's the story of Mark Alford, 23 years as the host of Fox 4's morning show. He wasn't the anchor. He was the boat. He spent more hours on live television than anyone in history, and viewers loved his humor and identified with his Midwestern conservative sensibility. But working in an industry hell-bent on appeasing the left and the woke, well, that can become exhausting. And so it is. Mark Alford bolted, and nobody knew exactly why. Now we do. Alford is running as a strong conservative for Congress in the 4th District of Missouri in a seat being vacated as Vicky Hartzler is leaving to run for Senate. This is a great conversation. And while I can't speak for Mark, I'd like to welcome all the members of the liberal media in Kansas City for hitting the play button on this episode of KKHI. We are brought to you by Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. Mike Robinson and his team are the best anywhere in the state of Missouri. We love their work online at robertsrobinson.com, where you can shop, click, and drive with Chevrolet Find New Roads. Merriam Body Shop off I-35 and Johnson Drive on Merriam Drive in Merriam. State Farm Preferred, they work with any insurance company with full collision repair, but they also do what the corporate guys won't. Small jobs, paintless dent removal, even custom detailing. Online at merriambodyshop.com or call Justin at 913-362-1198. And Chris and my boys out at bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe, the only place anywhere in the Midwest to buy electronics, typically 30% off the price you'll get at Nebraska Furniture Mart or Best Buy. Save big online at bstock.net or save even more by picking it up at the warehouse in Olathe, 14680 South Flaming Road. Well, I think you can tell in my voice that I really like this podcast. I am so happy for Mark Alford and what he's doing in his career and what he's going to try to do for the great people of the 4th Congressional District in the great state of Missouri. Hit it!
Sports, politics, life. Amazing Garage Floors presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Online at AmazingGarageFloors.net.
Wow, we're so pleased to have Mark Alford on the podcast. He is running for Missouri's District 4 congressional seat. Vicky Hartzler is moving on to run for Senate. Everyone knows Mark Alford from 23 years at Fox 4 as the morning show host and anchor. What a personality, what a guy, a true conservative in local media. We knew this, we didn't talk about it much, but he's had enough working in the newsroom. He is out of the closet and running for Congress. I love it, Mark. How are you, sir?
I'm good. That's an interesting way of putting it, but yeah, I feel liberated. It's like, woo, baby.
It was the same thing for me. You know, you hang around newsrooms and you're in the business forever. When you get out and do your own thing, it's liberating. That's exactly right.
That's funny because when I got there in March 18th, was my first day on there, March 18th of 98, they had my desk back in the sports department and you were back there. And we've met a couple of times, but I've kept up with you. You've kept up with me. Divergent paths, but here we are at a nexus for conservative values.
It's just so crazy. And I don't know how I've been in the newsroom in a long time. I was in sports radio, obviously, forever. And I've watched all the people come along in sports radio from all the liberal journalism schools that they went to. And it's the same thing now in sports. ESPN has become that. It dominates the media. And I just kind of sense that good conservatives are going to find their path to success where they can make a difference. And for so many of us, that is not in traditional media. And I applaud you for making this move.
Well, thank you. I have really tried. I've known that I wanted to be in television since I was fifth grade. My uncle was the number one anchor man in Oklahoma City for years. He inspired me to get into this business. Almost went to the University of Missouri, Columbia, and chose to go to the University of Texas instead because it was my home state, wanted to be closer to my family. But in knowing that I always wanted to do this, it kind of put a lot of damper on some of the other things that I could have been great at. I still do sales. I've always been a salesman, had a custom clothing business, and I'm in real estate now for Reese Nichols. And And that really has given me the leverage to really be who I was as much beyond on television, especially for the last, I don't know, 7 years. I read a book. I don't know if you've read this, Kevin. Have you read Bias by Bernard Goldberg? He used to be a reporter for CBS.
I have not, but I'll bet it's terrific.
You need to read it. This came out a long time ago. He really blew the lid off of the bias that exists in the mainstream media. And before that, I started, you know, thinking to myself, Mark, what do you stand for? You cannot go through your life as a journalist having no opinions, no values, because they teach you in journalism school, and when you get into the business, that it's a journalist's job to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. You've heard that, right?
Yes, I have.
All right. That is not a journalist's job. A journalist's job is to tell what happened. All right. A journalist's job is not to be an advocate for any group, whether it's poor, rich, or in between, whether it's this race or that race, or this political belief or that political belief. It's simply to tell what happened. I think that's one of the reasons the media got in trouble with President Trump. He punched back at them. They didn't like it. And they went into not only a defensive posture, but an offensive posture where they tried to remove a president from office. They tried to do everything they can in their power through their reportage, their viewpoints, to really remove a sitting president. Now, should they be regulated? No, there's the First Amendment right, the freedom of the press. But I do think something needs to change in America. Last summer, was after the George Floyd incident, there was a huge call for, and you'll remember this, we need to reimagine police. You remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's time we need to reimagine journalism. We need to reimagine journalism and get back to reporting facts, leaving your bias at the door, and being balanced and fair in our coverage. And I think that's one thing that got me in trouble. Not that I'm a conservative and I, it's hard as anyone tries. It's hard not to let their bias at the door. But if you know you have that bias, I would rather know where someone stands on the issues and hear them report the news than have someone who isn't truthful where they stand and they're not being truthful to the viewers. So while you need to remove the bias in news, you also need to have a place where you can come and have balance in the newsroom. And I think that's where some of the things are missing in newsrooms all over America. You know, we recruit in the newsrooms, which is good, diversity in race, in gender, because we want all aspects of different life experiences in the newsroom. So you can interpret stories, you can add context and perspective. I don't see anyone welcoming or encouraging conservative voices in media outside of what we now know as traditional media sources that are conservative, like Fox, OAN, and Newsmax. But outside of that, I don't see anyone saying, hey, you know, we may be progressive, we may be liberal in our thought, which is okay, but how are we going to counter this? Half the audience out there is conservative. So why not actively recruit conservative thought in local newsrooms?
I'm totally with you. They're hard to find. Young conservative reporters in news or producers are hard to find. They're a small minority at the schools that they graduate from. They have been pushed around in college, and many of them, I've seen this a lot, they'll change majors right midstream and say, this is not for me. I don't know who these people are. This is not comfortable. This is not the world I believed I was getting into. Then they go off into business, start their own business, and become a millionaire. You know, this is a story that happens over and over and over with conservative people, with people that have dreams and aspirations to go be exceptional in America. Journalism crushes exceptionalism in America. It doesn't want any part of it. It tries to find people that they believe are they use the word marginalized all the time. Not sure I know exactly what that means, but to me, it's almost, a racist trope to say, look, this person, they're marginalized, whatever. It's like, you're pointing out that you think they have no chance. You're beating them down over and over and over by saying this over and over and over again to a female or a minority or somebody that you can't succeed. I feel like journalism is almost the dog and the rest of us are all just the tail in this country. I feel like the left, the politicians, the leaders, the power brokers are taking cues from big tech media, whether it's broadcast networks, giant newspapers, or, you know, big tech with Facebook, you know, Google, Twitter, all of these. I feel like they're just falling in line with what those people are supposed to do. And now it's beyond Mark Alford and Kevin Kietzman not feeling comfortable in journalism. Now they're going after conservatives all over the country. They're going after citizens. They're targeting parents who speak to school boards and threatening to arrest them. They're going after conservatives everywhere. The people, Mark, that are going to get laid off and lose their jobs because of this vaccine, they're targeting people who don't want the shot because they think they're Trump voters and they want them to lose their government jobs so they can replace them with more liberals. This thing is so deep right now and intertwined. It is a scary time in America, man. There is no better time for you to run.
Well, that's one reason I stuck it out for as long as I could. And I tried to be a voice of reason, adding perspective and context and balance. A lot of times ad-libbing that into the scripts that weren't written there. And it's not, I'm not blaming anyone at the station. They're good-hearted people. They're professionals. I love them. But I tried to provide something that, it caused a lot of waves. I got in a lot of trouble over the years, and I finally got tired of being a fish swimming up river that was constant. You know, the current was getting stronger and stronger. And at about the same time, this opportunity came open to run for the 4th Congressional District. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop feeling sorry for myself. I'm going to stop trying to fight what I think is a losing battle in a lot of cases. And I'm going to put my voice that I have trained over 35 years in television. And when I say my voice, not my vocal voice, but my spirit, what I stand for, my morals, my values. And I want to put that to work for somebody other than me, just being a funny guy on TV, talking about jobs, having fun, making people laugh and making them feel good about the morning. I've got 20 to 30 good years left in me, and God has put me on this planet for a reason, and it's not just to make people laugh and feel good about getting up in the morning. It's to make a difference, and I'm going to Washington to do that.
Well, God bless you. I don't know how you made it, anybody in your industry, man, and I do believe that local television news is the least biased media we have in Kansas City. The Star's in the tank. Star is in the tank. We know what, you know, sports radio stations have changed. When I co-founded the first sports radio station in this town, we were objective. We were critical. When the Chiefs were bad, we said it. Now everybody's scared to say anything. Don't get mad with the team. They'll call your sponsors and have them drop you. And, you know, there's all this stuff going on that people don't know about. I think the local news.
Are you speaking from experience?
Oh, good Lord. It's unbelievable. The power. Mark, look, how in the world, I mean, this is way off topic. We can get into this another time, but I just keep asking this question. We have all these journalists in this town. How in the world could Britt Reid get drunk at Arrowhead Stadium, almost kill a girl? It was 10 months ago, and we still don't know what was going on that night at Arrowhead Stadium. Mm-hmm. What was going on? The NFL's going to hide it. They're a private business. They don't answer to anybody in this town, and nobody wants to break the story because it's going to hurt them with the sponsors. It's bad. I mean, the Chiefs are very powerful. I understand that, and I agree with you that journalism is about reporting stories, reporting facts, telling people something they don't know. But to me, it's also, and I was always this way, you know, the investigative side or whatever. If there is corruption somewhere, if there are people doing wrong, journalism needs to find that. And the problem is now, you know, if you're on the left, you're only looking for trouble on the right. You're not looking to see if Mayor Lucas is doing anything wrong. You're not even looking there. So I just think it's, And God bless you. I don't know how you guys all made it through COVID. I promise you, I don't get it.
Well,
it had to be impossible every day to just get up every day and do COVID.
If I have to read one more story about the COVID numbers or this or that, I think I'm just going to, there were days I sat here and I told Leslie, I said, I can't go into work tomorrow. And she says, you got to make, you know, this isn't a tough time in America. It's a tough time in Kansas City. It's a tough time in the viewing area. And people are counting on you to go in there. And even though you got to read all this COVID news, you've got to make them feel good about getting up in the morning. And I finally, it wore me out. I couldn't take it anymore.
I can't imagine. I've had some conversations with John Holt, who's been a friend of mine for a long time. See, when I worked there, when we crossed over for those few months that we did, I'd see Holt a lot. We had the same hours.
Yeah.
I was coming in nights and weekends, so we didn't cross paths a lot. But, I mean, I just have so much respect for what you guys have done, and I know how hard the business is and how much teamwork it takes because there's so many people behind the scenes in a newscast that people don't see. I think you're perfectly suited to politics. You understand working with people from every possible background. You must know the people of the 4th District better than anybody that could possibly get in the race, because you're always out there. You're always doing things that are philanthropic or with a charity or children's causes. I know you're very committed to your church and your faith. I can't imagine anybody knows the people of the 4th District better than you do.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. And I'm going to get to know them even better. I'm going to be going on the 4th District covers 24 counties. It's huge. And I'm going to start this next week, although I need to be sitting at I've got a phone bank set up, me and another guy, and we're raising money. You got to raise a lot of money for these races. It's going to cost $2.5 million to win this thing, they think.
Wow.
Because we're in three media markets, Kansas City, Springfield, and Columbia. People in the Kansas City viewing area know me, but they don't know me from Adam in Springfield or Columbia. And so in the later stages of the campaign, we've got to, ironically enough, I don't know if you've seen my launch video. You can go to offeredforcongress.com and you can see that. But I make mention of that. Ironically enough, part of this money that I'm raising is going to have to pay for these TV ads that paid my salary for years. So I'm on the other end of it. It's like dialing for dollars over here at the Offered House. And I'm not afraid of asking for money. I have done it over the years for charities, because if I believe in something, I don't mind asking, because you're investing in someone's future or some cause that can change a life. I'm not ashamed to ask for money, because it's an investment not just in me and me getting an office. It's an investment in America. It's an investment in having the strongest voice possible that can represent the 4th District. We live, as you know, in an age with social media and podcasts like yours and others and 24-hour news channels, where there are so many voices out there that some get drowned out if they're not forceful, if they're not articulate, if they're not concise. And everything that I have learned in my skills over the 35 years to be when you're on television news, and why I know there's going to be politicians in this race. There's already 4 signed up, and I'm expecting 3 or 4 others who are state house reps or state senators. And God bless them. Thank you for your service. I am not a politician. I am not. My plan is not to leapfrog from one political office to the next. To gain notoriety. I don't care about fame and fortune. I've had that in Kansas City. That's not why I'm in this. I'm in it to be the strongest voice for the 4th Congressional District. And I don't think there's anyone out there who can do what I'm prepared to do in the national media and on the floor of the House of Representatives. And I cannot wait to stand on that floor in January of 2023 and watch Nancy Pelosi hand that gavel over to Kevin McCarthy.
Mm. Oh, you just gave me goosebumps. She's gone. She's toast. They're so toast. They're so beat. This is going to be great. Mark Alford is running for 4th District Congress in Missouri, and the website is offeredforcongress.com. I have seen the video. It's terrific. He's on the square in Harrisonville. It's really great. Your message is spot on. You're obviously very talented in front of the camera.
Thank you.
And a lot of our listeners will be in the 4th District, but for those in Kansas City and in the area that are not, you got a good audience here, because a lot of them are going to hear this and donate anyway, even though they can't vote for
good.
You, because we've run into that. So go there.
Well, let me tell
you. Yeah, make the donation at offeredforcongress.com.
Yeah, a lot of people say, why don't I live in the 4th District? That does not matter, folks. Are you a U.S. citizen? You can donate. That's the only requirement. The max is $2,900 per person. Per election. So there's $2,900 for the primary and $2,900 for the general. I have a compliance company out of Ohio that's keeping track of all the money. I don't see it. I don't want to see it. I want to spend as little as possible personally on the campaign, but I know that there's expenses that have to be paid for, advertising, signs, travel, that sort of thing. But I'm going to be a good steward with the money, and we're going to use it to get to Washington. And it's very simple. You just go on the website. There's a button to push there. We've Kevin, I've got some, I got up at 2:30 this morning. I couldn't sleep. And I got up and I was looking because I get a record of every donation that's given. And there were $5 coming in from a waitress in Independence. There was $10 coming in from a elevator repairman in another part of the metro, not even in the district, because people want to invest in someone who can have a voice, not just for the 4th district, but for conservative values, and get that voice out in the media and to Washington.
Man, you got thousands listening to this podcast that are spot on with you, and they live in all kinds of places. And we actually have podcast listeners in every state in the country. And you might get donations from other states. That would be awesome. I want people to go to AlfordForCongress.com. It's a year away. This is not Tuesday, folks. Don't get confused. We're a year away. But it's time to announce and time to run. And Mark Alford will do a really in-depth sit-down about your career and your life in Kansas City and the things you've been involved with. We'll do that at a later time. I know you're a true conservative. I think I've always known that. And I know how I respect and appreciate how difficult that's been for you in your career. We've had the same path along those lines. It is liberating to come out of the closet. I've always said that. I've come out of the closet. I have a podcast now. Here's who I am. Love me, hate me, I don't really care. And I know that my listeners will respond with some donations and help in any way they can. And you and your folks, let us know what we can do. If you have events, we'd love to help you with publicity. Anything we can do, we want to get you elected, buddy. And that's not to say the other candidates aren't fine too. But I just right. I think you're uniquely suited for this, man. You got this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm a little nervous, but you know, if you're not nervous and you're I don't want to make decisions or operate out of fear. I've done that before and it's always been a mistake, but I feel when I quit my job and I decided to do this, I have not had this much passion, direction, and focus since I was 20 years old. Mm. It's scary.
That's awesome.
And that tells you something. It means that I take it to mean that I'm doing something right. And I appreciate people like you supporting me. And remember, Kevin, I'm going to leave you on this. I'm not a politician. I'm the conservative TV guy.
There you go. That's awesome, Mark. Best of luck to you. And let us know how we can help going forward. And I'll be in touch. And we'll do another really long interview somewhere down the road. Maybe Joe Rogan. Rogan keeps guys 3 hours. I won't keep
three hours.
But hell, I think we could probably both talk for 3 hours. I'm pretty sure.
I've got 3 hours of stories to tell you, buddy. I've got... And they're pretty much all suitable for air. So
we'll
do it.
When you have 3 hours, we'll have you over. I'll have my wife cook and we'll just do it. It'll be great.
Sounds good. Thank you,
buddy. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. There's Mark Alford, 23 years at Fox 4. And I cannot, you can hear the joy in my voice because I'm so happy and proud for him. And I've had people ask me, why don't you run for office, Kevin? Why don't you do this? I think I'm impacting things this way. I'm trying to do it this way. I made a lot of enemies in my career. Okay. And I just am not, politics scares me a little bit because they're all going to come out of the woodwork. I'm a lightning rod. Mark Alford is not a lightning rod. Everyone watched him and loved him. Okay. He is more deeply Christian than I am. He's in all likelihood, just a better all around person than I am in many ways. He certainly doesn't like stirring the pot as much as I do in media and has not been a lightning rod. I think that's going to serve him very well. He has an unbelievably likable quality to him. You don't stay on the air and carry a show for 23 years, and he did. The other people there are great, but it's a team. You know, it's a big team. There's like six of them total. But it was his show. It was the Mark Alford show. And we'll see what happens with the numbers and the ratings and everything at Fox 4 as they go forward. But the second Alford left Fox 4, I didn't call him. I didn't call him. I called John Holt. I said, "What's going on?" And he says, "I don't know. I don't know. I think it was just a mutual decision, something like that. And maybe Holt knew and it was not, you know, Mark didn't want anybody to know what was going on." This was just a couple of weeks ago. And I remember telling Jessica, there's something going on here with Mark Alford. I can't tell you what it is, but it's going to be something big. He's not going to walk away from that platform without a complete idea of what he's doing. And I didn't think he was going to be going to like Los Angeles to host the, you know, KNBC LA morning show, or he would have just left for that and announced that. So I was like, he doesn't have another TV job, or they would have said that. And he's not, it's not some non-compete thing like, hey, he's going to be going to work for another TV channel in Kansas City. That wasn't it. So we'd ruled all that out. And I thought, well, maybe he's going into podcasting. I know he sells real estate. He could certainly podcast on the side. He's selling some real estate. This guy who was done working very early in the day every day because he got up at 2:30 in the morning and went to work. and then did real estate and things like that on the side. He's been a personal shopper. He's a very, very good dresser. Just a wonderful fashionista for a dude, right? And so he's helped people with personal shopping, things like that. He's just a really, really interesting guy who is conservative to the core and will be great for the 4th District. And I so strongly believe, as you hear the excitement in my voice, I just believe people that have done really good things in journalism and broadcasting, whatever, from the opposite side of the grain, not the left. Okay, I'm not talking about George Stephanopoulos. I'm talking about people who have, as he said, the fish that's swimming against the current. People who have been in that industry and succeeded and overcome all odds and done everything they've done, even though everyone there knew that they were an outcast. Because there's really only one group in America you can discriminate against in 2021, and that's conservatives. It's okay to discriminate against conservatives. That's fine. You can't discriminate against anybody else, but you can against conservatives based on their religion, their political belief, whatever it may be, whether they want to take a shot or wear a mask. You can be completely biased against any conservative you want and get away with it in America. It is not a problem because, and there's a compliment in there. That means you're still seen as the majority. That means the people on the left know that most people in America lean right. That's why it's okay to make fun of them or to be biased against them. And it runs in every facet of our society, which means it is still a center-right country. And Mark's going to be great. If you have been able to do that in this business and achieve like he has and made so many viewers so happy and been such, and connect with them in a way through humor and, you know, the handkerchief he's wearing or the tie he has on every day and talking about things like that, he was just fantastic at what he did. And I'm so happy that he's doing this. I don't know enough about the 4th District to say he's a slam dunk, but I don't know how he doesn't win the primary. He's going to have to get out there and meet a lot of people. He said he's got to buy TV in Columbia and Springfield, but man, we're talking about right on the edge. Like the Springfield had a Fox station down there, but it goes, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 miles maybe into the district, but Channel 4 covered 90 miles of that district. It is a huge district geographically, huge district. And the overwhelming majority of that district got Fox 4 on their cable or however they consume television. So we're really happy for Mark Alford that he is running, and we look forward to having a sit down. I told him before we started that we'd love to have him over to the new house, get in the new studio, and we'll sit down. I said it right there at the end. I'd love to meet his wife if they want to come over sometime, and we'll cook some dinner. And before dinner, we'll sit down and we'll chat, and then maybe we'll have a nice meal afterwards and do the whole deal. So we got a lot in common, and I have when we do that, it is ridiculous the way our careers changed at kind of the same time and cross paths. We have something that I just mentioned to him today for the first time that he didn't know is before we started recording that I'll share with the audience at that time. That's a pretty interesting little, wow, okay, this is how life works. You know, one person walks in, one person walks out kind of thing. Pretty interesting stuff with Mark Alford. So I've always felt connected to him in that way. Very interesting guy. Remember that. Tell your friends in District 4. They've got a true conservative. This is not some Mitt Romney rhino. This is a true, devout Christian, conservative family man that believes in your gun rights and America first and everything that you believe in. Mark Alford, District 4, State of Missouri, running for United States Congress. That will be next November. Vicki Hartzler is currently your congresswoman. She's running for Senate in Missouri, so she is not running for Congress, so it's an open seat. There will be a primary and a bunch of Republicans running to try to get on the ballot as the Republican in that district. We think Mark Alford has an advantage. If you'd like to donate, alfordforcongress.com, A-L-F-O-R-D, alfordforcongress.com if you'd like to make a donation, or tell your friends. In my case, Jessica's parents, brother, and sister-in-law all live in that district, and I've promised him 4 votes. Now I got to go get those 4 votes for him. I got to go get them all. I got to go get them for him, but I promised him I'd get them. I'd get those votes, and I think he's going to get all 4. From people in my family. Good stuff right there. Mark Alford joining us on Kevin Heitzman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Heitzman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. to get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.